My guest at this time is Oklahoma Republican Senator Tom Coburn. He's also a longtime practicing physician. His new book is entitled The Debt Bomb, A Bold Plan to Stop Washington from Bankrupting America. The book is broken into two different parts. One, describing the extent of our debt problem. And number two, his prescription for dealing with it before it's too late. And Senator, it's always good to have you with us. Thank you.
Well, it's great to be with you, Greg.
You point out pretty early in the book that essentially we're already past the tipping point. Debt is already greater than our economy. Right now, just in the last week, we've seen that there's not a lot of motivation to work on a budget. We've just passed $5 trillion in debt in the Obama administration. Do you get the sense that there's any more urgency right now than we've seen in the last few years?
Well, not in Washington, but that belies the fact that we are on an unsustainable course and we're going to crash if we don't do something about it. And the problem's much more urgent and its scope is much larger than anyone in Washington wants to admit. And I'd also say that the cost of not acting is much greater than the cost of us coming forth with plans to fix it. So doing nothing, which is what the leadership of the Senate is doing today, is a prescription for a disaster for the American people, unlike anything they've ever seen.
You make that point in the book, too, that both parties really have lacked leadership to deal with this in any substantive way. Why?
Well, I think the biggest reason is political expediency and the desire for re-election on career politicians says they're going to put that first and the country's best interest second.
But if there's a freight train coming down the tracks that everybody agrees is coming, we're not exactly sure when it'll strike, but it's sooner every day. How do they explain the fact that very little of significance is being done?
I would explain it through one word, cowardice.
Let's move on to another issue now, and that's the fact that you say that members of Congress are part of a tyranny of good intentions. They see the government being the tool to enact positive change, but of course the tools and the positive change come with a massive price tag. And so obviously cutting spending to the extent that would be necessary to bring us back into some sort of fiscal health requires a lot of changes that most people aren't ready to make. How do you get them to make that change?
Well, I'd make two points with you. Number one is we're going to make those changes. The question is when are we going to make them? And who are we going to be working with to make them? There is going to come a point in the not-too-distant future, 2 to 5 years, where we will actually be forced to make the changes to be able to borrow money in the international financial community. So we're going to make the changes. The question is are we going to negotiate with ourselves, or are we going to negotiate with our creditors? And what I would rather do, and I would also make the point that fixing things now is going to be much less painful than if we wait until the train wreck happens and then we fix it.
How do we know?
We're going to fix it because the world is not going to continue to loan us the money.
And you paint a very vivid description in a fictional account in the beginning of the book about how we could end up like Greece within just a couple of years here. So at what point is it too late to solve this in a way that doesn't bring an avalanche of pain to the American people?
That's the $64,000 question. When everything continues the same until it doesn't. And all it's going to take is somebody to say that is a significant purchaser of our debt that we don't think you can pay back this debt in a timely basis. Therefore, we think the price of your bonds ought to go down and the resulting interest cost associated with the bonds is going to go up. And those are called bond vigilantes because as soon as that happens, you'll have all the financial people around the world start shorting U.S. bonds, driving the price down and driving the effective interest rate up so that when we come to the market to get the next fix on our spending addiction, the interest rate goes from 2% on a 10-year bill now to 6 or 8 or 10% on a 10-year bill.
Oklahoma Republican Senator Tom Coburn, he's a longtime physician. The new book is The Debt Bomb, A Bold Plan to Stop Washington from Bankrupting America. In part two of my conversation with Senator Coburn, we'll go from the description of the depths of this problem to his proposed solutions to making sure America resolves its fiscal crisis before others resolve it for us in a much more painful way. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.